I think if you were Mr. Jack Cooper on 12th of March 2012 and friends. When were you born, Jack?
In Balfouring Road, Jubilee.
And your mum and dad were?
Edwin, Ned used to call him, Edwin. And my mum were Bertha Cooper.
Ah.
And my dad worked at Boy Up It.
Do you remember him coming home in them days?
I can, yeah.
What was it sort of like when he came home from work?
He come home. And black as razor spades, that's what they used to do then in them days.
Out in Bath,
yeah, in front of Arth.
And children out of the way. I've interviewed a lot of miners' children, and they always said, one thing we can remember, we never ever seen my dad in Bath.
Oh, well, I can, yeah.
I think they're a bit secretive about that.
Yeah, my dad used to go in, you know, big, bottom, what do you call it, fire, you know, I forget what they call it. Open range, you know, a range fire. For old range.
Boiler.
Yeah, that's it, Pete, yeah.
With black leaded open.
That's right, yeah. Well, it used to save everything, that did, didn't it?
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I've got one brother, Derek Cooper. My mum took to a gal, years and years ago. It was my mum's sisters, they come up on bad times and she took baby in and she's like a sister to me,
Did Dad keep any animals at all for use at family? Pigs or...?
Not pigs, no, he instead of fowls.
Whereabouts did your dad live at Jubilee, was he on?
He lived at the same, too far, just round the corner. In Oaks was what they used to call Oaks was Row,
When were these built, roughly, up here? Any idea, roughly?
It's funny I should say that, because there was somebody on about... it was Friday night, and a youth used to live up here, and he says, how come it were named Jubilee? And when you go to the top of Jubilee Hill here, on the right hand side, there's six cottages, and they're called Jubilee Cottages.
Oh, I didn't know, that's interesting.
It was built in, I don't know whose reign it was, whose Jubilee it was, Victoria's or what. There's a date on a stone plaque, across there.
Oh, yeah, I'll
Yeah.
Do you remember anything before you started school?
Any
odd memories or anything?
Not a great
lot. Can you remember your first day at school?
I can remember my first day at school,
Which school was that, Jack?
C of E at Selston. I can't recollect before that. Not really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can remember the first day because Brian Fido used to. He started the same day as me. And he used to be crying his eyes out, and he always used to get out of that classroom and beat his mother on before she got back on.
You're like Brian Fido.
Yeah.
Ginger Radio.
Yes, that's right.
You know, when I started training at Pitt, we lived at Codner, and because we were number four area,
yeah.
I got to train at Bentinck and not same as them from Ormond that were over there.
Yeah.
And I used to come on bike from Lincoln A610 to Bentinck Pitt on bike.
Yeah.
And Brian Farrell did the same training as me.
That's right, yeah.
And he used to wait for me.
Yeah.
And then we used to bike it down at Pitt.
I did a family tree for a Fido that lives on Wandsley Lane at Bagthorpe.
Yeah.
His relation to them, but they're like cousins as well.
They were a bit older than me.
They were older than us,
started training Alwyn and all on it.
Yeah.
You like school, Jake?
Like it.
What was your first school?
It was infant school and the same as you. I've drifted through school and I've got through all right.
Any bullies?
Are
there any bullies at yours?
Bullies, no.
Bullies?
No, I were never bullied, no.
You were not?
No.
In our day?
No, we never... Yes, I enjoyed my school days, I think, yeah.
What sort of subjects did you like?
Every subject barring maths. I were absolutely crap at maths.
We were all. Majority, haven't
they? No, I've never ever been... And I'm still saying now, I kind of...
One big soap up in Bath and it's ours.
I can't do my maths. But otherwise, I was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good at all.
Were you sporty?
Running, that's how I do. I want football or like that.
Yeah.
I run for what you call it. It later on in life for West Knox.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on. I like that. I didn't want to get into it a bit. Family, chapel or church people when you in your younger days?
In my younger days, we used to go to Parbridge Mission in the morning, and then we used to go to Riddings Church in the afternoon. And,
you walk everywhere in them days?
Walked every day, yeah. And same as him, and then it got to... when you're a bit too old to go to church, you know, and he thought, I was into my mum, I said, I'm not going there anymore, so I said, I'm going to get on with it, so I packed it up.
Yeah.
It shapes everybody, didn't it, you know?
Yeah.
In them days. Ah, so Eric Chase Choir, it is Chase Choir.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Do
you don't know the end of that, this, do you?
We're listening, don't worry, Jack.
What, Riddings?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah, Riddings Chase Choir.
Well, my dear photo here, we've got a lot of photos of Riddings. Courage, Riddings,
I used to have a photo. We went to Castle and Save Poisson.
Oh.
I did, yeah.
With Cossack on.
Yeah.
Little angelic lad, were you?
Oh, oh yeah. Cossack. Cossack. All of us were up here, like, you know, we all asked you to.
You'd be getting Mickey to guard on the after, you know.
Do what?
You'd be getting Mickey to guard on the after, you
know. Actually, I'm not coming.
Hey, up that no bother him.
They're not coming at all.
He thrives on it.
Yeah.
Open that door, Mick. Can we open
that? I think exactly
the same.
Yeah, it's
not too noisy, I don't think. As long as we don't get jets off of flying over.
No, you're not getting them.
Leave it to that, Jack. That's lovely. Well, it is like a greenhouse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just think of flight back to your throat.
What sort of things did you really kids get to? Where do many children up here?
In the Maldives, yeah, everybody. They've got 2 and 3 kids in every household, which we had more or less all over the place, haven't they, you know? Mm. I mean, it's changed a hell of a lot now. Whew. I mean, you can count kids up here on one hand. But when we were, you know, when we were kids, they were everybody. There were loads of kids.
Yeah.
They never stuck for that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you get up to as children?
Is
it, I mean, there'd be a lot with
bits. Rumpsticker
bum.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. Yeah, rumpsticker bum.
You
got
might have to shut door, Jackie.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
window will be all right.
Yeah, I heard about that. I want rumpsticker bum. That I can't think where it's called. It is rumpsticker bum, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Well, you used to all bend down and used to go and beat you.
Oh, like eat from you.
So you got it in another stick.
No, that's stick and billet.
All villages have got different names.
Yeah, them. Yeah. Tinny Lakey, Hardybo, Jack Shiny Light, all sorts. There are doctors and nurses.
How are your department?
Westwick Winter Warmers won't do anything. Hit back at Ed. You were like, hit back at Ed with National Drive Milk.
Yeah, you always take Winter Warmers, sledging, swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you play around
the yard? Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were swimming down there. In Seven Reses, and that one, of course.
That place with board around.
That one, and then there were them Seven Reses down at Parkyard, you know. They were all warm, they were.
Was any children drowning there?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. A bit before my time, but there were.
I know there were 1 or 2 over the years.
In fact, I go doing a woman. Well, I used to go doing a woman's garden up Southston, and one of her friends got done coming from Jacksdale School. They got in and that were it. They couldn't find, you know, coming on for they went down. They were in pond lot, you know.
Mm.
Horrible thing that is when kids get drowned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were any family involved in war at all? Anybody?
No. No, they weren't. No, my dad said my dad wake up a bit. I had an uncle. He were a prisoner of war, you know. But he were a lot older than.
Yeah.
Bill Mitchell, yeah. He was his name.
Yeah. What sort of Christmas did you have? What did you do at Christmas? You make your own garlands and.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, they made their own garlands and.
Couldn't family afford much?
Not a lot. No, I remember one Christmas I got up and I got a flashlight and I got like a jerking thing because there's, you know, all puckered in it from, and it like all rubber underneath.
X-34.
You know what I mean? And that's all you got, you know, no one else for you.
No.
And
your bike that year.
Peter, I'll tell you what, I think you're about a pedal. I think you're about till I'm about 14.
Well, won't you short out until you're 18?
I've always, same as I always wanted a new bike, but we used to manage the old makeshifting new men, same as you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Make them up out of bits.
We saw a tip for bits and bits.
Okay, one with thick tire on back and a thin one on front.
Tip model.
Yeah.
Bet your bike never got pinched, then you'd know
it. It were a bump and belly, you said, right, pedal like hell, and then get up and block back tire up, man. It was called
a bump and
pedal.
Yeah.
Pedal like hell.
Oh, that's the same as here now.
You would have saved that with thick tyre and thin, and if anyone one do, it'd have been a job.
You wouldn't give me £5 for it.
Could you afford holidays at all in your younger days?
We used to go to Skeggy. Not every year, but we used to go. When there was a chap lived next door to us, his name was Ron Falls, and he'd go a caravan. I don't mean one of these caravans what you've got now, 36-footer. It running the whole thing with two wheels on them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you got Rubik cube.
That's right, yeah.
Up to toilet and fetch your water.
Yes, you did, yeah.
Were there any shops up Jubilee when you were a lad?
Co-op, that's about it, that's all there was.
Corner?
Yeah.
How many staff did they have? Can you remember much about it?
They were, you know, we're only talking about this Friday night. Because Fred Taylor his name, were you from Jacksdale, I know. And then after he went, Mrs Carrington, that's about all the... But they were young girls, like, you know, serving as well. Apprentices, I imagine, they'd be, like, you know.
When did that shop
go? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know it were...
I can't remember it, to be honest.
Can't you?
I didn't come up with you.
I couldn't tell you when it shut, but it's been shut some while now, so same as this.
Yeah.
It's a television shop now.
How many were they in, when you were a lad, how many would they be down Pye Bridge?
How many what?
Shops.
Shops?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five. There were five shops around, I know what part
it was. Remember what they said, would it?
Post office all wanted, yeah.
Oh, they were post office and all, yeah. So that was six, yeah. There were Lee's shop. Well, before that, it was a chip shop. It was Bassnett's shop. That sold vegetables and fish and chips, like, you know, they did fish and chips and all that. Then there were post office. There were a milliner's shop down Pye Bridge.
Oh.
And there's not many folks know it. Can you remember that being there?
No, I've never heard of that. That's new.
Yeah. Then there were Wasser's shop. They sold Tuffies. Then they would go up across the road, and then there were another shop just topside, like, you know. Mm. That just so tough as a motor.
Yeah. I bet Dog and Doublet did quite well in them days as well, didn't it? Was it only pub they wanted, or was it pub in?
No, there's not been another pub now. It was just a boozing den, wasn't it? Where they used to come for miles around for that.
Yeah.
Brampton Ales.
You ever go sledging down hill at winter?
Yeah, down here. Down, fields down here.
I bet not much got up, did it?
No.
In winter time?
No, it's the same as I can remember when we were at school. We had about 3 or 4 days off. Snowplow come down, but it used to be a bus then. And he got stuck in halfway down there. 3 or 4 days later, they had to fetch this dozer off at Cleves, off the park yard and clear it hill, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the same as I say. You know, when you were kids, you can remember some things, but you can't remember everything. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Did you do any train spotting with railways?
Yeah. We used to go down there and train spot down Iron Bridges.
Mm, big hobby in them days, wasn't
it? Monkey Bridge.
Yeah. Did you always go?
To Monkey Bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
I was walking to Monkey Bridge with Bottle Hatter.
Remember much about industry down Pye Bridge?
I can't remember.
Forge.
Foundry. It used to be called Fans, didn't it?
Well, it stretched through to Jacksdale, didn't it?
It wasn't, mate.
Stretched through to Jacksdale.
It stretched through quite a while to go, yeah. They were,
like a stone road there.
Yeah.
And there were forges, weren't they? Well, this one were five. Can't you remember? Can't you remember Fans being here?
Yeah, because lines went up a road.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
It was used to shunt ladder up the road,
were,
didn't it?
Yeah. Then they were at Gasp.
Where were railway near?
Right across the road.
Yeah, Rugby Ground.
Yeah,
just before Rugby Ground. Just before it. You're turning.
Where did that go to? Went to Mainline.
It went down to the canal.
It went down to Mainline.
Chemical Works.
Oh.
Yeah, there were Chemical Works.
Chemical
Works,
yeah.
And then
went up to them, didn't it?
Then they were at Gas.
Gas
rigs. You know gas rigs? You remember them gas amateurs being there? But they were now, I don't think they're hotels. Can you remember it?
You could walk outside of Paul and go eat, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Flames.
Yeah.
Chemical, you'd there walk around there with dog, you didn't know whether your dog would be alive when you got on with colours that were in the floor. The dog would be dead when you were on.
No, we'd be in a Jacksdale, man. We spent most of the time down.
There was always a big hammer going up at Chemical Works, wasn't it? Banging all night, all day and all night.
It was
a big hammer, wasn't it?
I don't know about big hammer, but it was something like, it would just, same as it.
Relentless, wasn't it?
to.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Some kind of machinery.
Did railway ever bother you with living in Dublin? We've been close to two railways.
No, you get to.
I mean, when you're allowed to be very busy, wouldn't you?
They were, yeah.
My father used to distribute all food with little scarab. Tommy Goose Dad used to drive from there, deliver from there.
What's that?
Little three-wheeler scarab, as they call
them. Oh, you did, yeah.
Oh, catalogue stuff.
Old banker.
Stuff used to deliver from. They got delivered to Pyebridge.
From L&S.
Station. Which is still brilliantly cobbled to this day.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Granite set.
Yeah.
And they were able to
Where were you born?
I come from round here, but I was born at Ena. I come from Langemelcum, Ena cum Codner.
Brinsley, Langemelcum, Codner.
It's the same as his brother.
Staveley.
Oh, his brothers.
His brothers, yeah.
He's the only one I know that didn't notice that, wouldn't notice.
Your second school, Jack, where'd you go in?
Bagthorpe.
Bagthorpe?
Bagthorpe.
You walked from here to Bagthorpe?
No, I didn't walk it, no, I got bus.
Ah. Why Bagthorpe? Why not Summercoats or Selston?
Well, because that used to be to, and it's still known there. You go to C of E, then you carry on to Bagthorpe, C of E.
Oh. My granddaughters did.
You know what
I'm saying? From yeah. Valentine's, yeah. Down there.
And then you come up to Matthew Owen. Yeah, yeah.
How do you find that school?
Matthew Owen? I enjoyed it, did you? I did, yeah.
Any favourite subjects or...?
Well, same as you, everything barring maths.
You're still...
I'm still struggling with maths. I still struggle with them now. Mm. Like, there was something come on, it read paper the other week, last week. There's about 11-year-old kids can't do maths.
Yeah. Oh, no,
did you see it, mate? And there were three questions, and I couldn't do one of them.
I like maths, and I used to come second in maths.
Yeah.
Same one used to beat every team in maths. But I used to come second, but I was in a B class, but I did my maths.
Yeah.
And wrecked my bets up.
What did you get up to as a teenage lad?
Oh, that's the effect.
You're a womanizer.
Get off.
Womanizer.
Teenagers were all the same as they. We used to.
Come to Alfreton.
Jacksdale, when we first started, we used to go to Jacksdale on a Thursday night and Saturday night.
Jacksdale?
Up, they used to call it Jacksdale. Welfare. In Welfare.
Jacksdale
Up, they used to call it.
Yeah.
We used to go out all the lads. I don't know whether you also went down
there.
Same as saying, then when you grabbed a tail, you branched out and you went to
Alfreton
Casino and Ripley, Miners, Welfare.
I gather they had a run at Alfreton, didn't they? Girls went one way and lads used to go.
Monkey Run. That's what he used to call it. Did you used to go down at Monkey Run then?
No.
A bit too young for that, were you? Or had it done?
No, we were more eastward, weren't we?
You went up there, did you?
Yeah. I mean, they used to walk through eastward, lads, one side, get one of the book. Gather
all
for it
were
a lot better, like,
yeah.
Through a bus
stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for a drink?
Ah, we used to go for a drink, same as you. We used to go a lot for a drink, really. It used to bother you, did it? You used to go to Nottingham, Derby.
He showed up Saturday night, stood outside, and all of a sudden appeared. Selwyn? He'd be gone.
Sevens?
Yeah.
What sort of pictures did you like? What films did you like?
Cowboys, still do
Clint.
Like cowboys.
Clint Jacker.
Cowboy.
I can't watch him.
Can't you?
Sick.
What? Well, like a cowboy.
A few I can, but no, I can't watch
him. What in them days? Roy Rogers and...
Ah, they were Roy Rogers, you know,
Errol
Flynn. Like
the, you wanted cowboy, or Errol Flynn?
I don't know.
Pirate, I think, what? Who? Errol Flynn.
What would we want, Dick?
Holy Murphy, won't it?
Holy Woolman, I know Holy.
Holy Murphy and... Hopalong Cassidy. They were quite a few. Johnny Wayne.
You schooled at 15?
I did, yeah.
What made you decide you were to pick work because your dad?
You know, it's funny enough, I said, I wanted to go with Navy, you know.
Did you?
I did, yeah. I wanted to go with Navy.
Why did you then, Jack?
Well, I'm going to tell you now why, because I'd not been left school long, and my dad died, like, you know. Oh. So you got no choice, you just had to, you know, go and earn a barbecue.
It's hard war in them,
that's right, yeah.
Same
yeah. Well. But I wanted to go in there, because he'd been at Navy. He might not believe it, but he's... He went 40 years at Navy, didn't he, Peter? Yeah, but that's what I wanted to do, but we joined Pitt, we got NCB, and we had to go from here to Shipley Woodside.
Was that training?
That was training, yeah. And used to I caught bus. First morning, 5:20 bus from here, and you've got to be there for 7 o'clock, though, you know.
You see, you know, you'd be last, and our mate was in the first lot, one you make down at Benting Training Centre, when they built that new training centre there, he worked first lot, and then I went the year after him, and he worked first lot in that training centre, weren't you?
Yeah, well, same as I used to buy it from here.
You've got a good shiphead, well, I come this way.
I know you did, yeah. Well, I used to get out bike here, go down Stone Road, Jacksdale, canal, right to...
I used to do it.
Right to Stonyford Boat. Not Stonyford, it is Stonyford Boat.
Stony Boat.
Yeah. Or Shipley Boat.
Shipley Boat,
and then up and over and go up Main Road and down.
Exactly.
Eh?
No, Stony Boat, you'd go up past Stony Boat, you come off a canal, up past Stony Boat, up to Alnica, and that way.
Now, as we're right into my entity.
Langley Mill. You used to go to Langley Mill then?
Yeah, about Langley Mill, and then there are another point. I'm sure it's called Shipley Boat.
There is a Shipley Boat.
Yeah, but that's well up towards Ilkeston.
Yeah, that's it.
Mick Canal went past there.
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Yeah, what we on?
Still does.
And then they used to get off at Canal.
Yeah, you're right,
up and over.
He's wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah, and then down into Shipley, Shipley Woodside.
What were you training up for then? Just your basic mining jobs?
Yeah, that's all, yeah. I never thought about going for.
You just went to the docks. What's the name? Docks.
I mean, you couldn't go straight in pitters at you, could you?
No, you got to learn a few safety pitches and different.
That's right. Yeah.
Just different things.
What was it like for a lad?
Horrible.
First day down pit.
First day. Well, you didn't know what the hell to expect, did you? You know, you just went down.
You get brainwashed, so you don't know what environment you're really in. Because I won't go down now for £1 million.
Yeah, but he's talking about what it was like then, Mick. We all went, because you knew people that worked at Pitt, and you went and you all had a snap tin, and you just won. You never looked back at it. Are we looking at it now?
No.
Don't look at it in them eyes that you're looking at it now.
Yeah. No.
It won't like that. You know it won't.
Just give you a rough idea what your first week at Pitt were like.
Well, my first week at Pitt.
What you were doing, say.
My first week at Pitt, you couldn't go down to Pitt till you were 16 then, you see. So your first, you'd probably be, three parts a year on Pitt Top, picking bats off it.
Empty Dimber truck.
Empty and all such as that, yeah.
You went down in stages, you went down at 17 here, 18 on Pitt.
16
you went down.
16. What
did I go down then, 16?
You were 16,
when you went down. And then when I turned 18, I got on... Cold face.
Yeah.
Your money doubled.
Yeah.
More than doubled.
Plus I just got married.
And loads less work.
Cool.
Then trustee TSB come to the canteen, can I remember that, Jay? Yeah. Tarting for people to join TSB Bank when it first started. They come to Coach Park Pit.
Yeah,
to, for us to join, it was just £5 a week, so. Soon as the bit went in, I went and dragged it out.
Yeah,
well, that's treated rough in the first few weeks or years. I've heard some horrendous stories. Some miners ill-treated young lads, you know. And
I never saw that.
When we were ganging, we used to, any new man, we used to grease them all around.
Initiation things.
I never seen no.
Only just dirty
tricks.
When Dummy Grease all out, you know.
But
never beating up your clothes.
Years later, when I went to Thwaite, he was there. And he'd also got a big name for all those lot, that all lads, you know, that were coaching.
It's the same as here, when we were at Coach Park, when we went down Fayus, they used to look after you. All elders used to look after you. I can go back to especially one guy as well, I know. He's dead and gone now, my Bud Abbott. Can you remember Bud? And he was absolutely brilliant. It'd sooner help you than chuck his stint out to you, but if he saw you were behind, he'd come and, you know. But they're all right, they're nice, grand chap, they were. All on them were. All on them. Yeah.
And Georgia Permick and all them.
What were you mean,
Robert,
bio, before you left?
A bio, well, that's why I left, because you were a pit bottom lad, and there were no prospects of going down to Rose Ganging or all like that. And so I just come on, I said to my dad, I said, I've had enough of this. I said, days and afternoons, I said, might as well be at Coates Park on days regular.
You weren't there long then. Hey? You weren't that by long.
No, no, I didn't see my 17th birthday out there.
How old Nicholas Bitter out in the area, wasn't it, Coachy?
It was, yeah. Bitter brilliant bit, wasn't it?
Dead happy.
Yeah. I went straight down on my 16th birthday. Yeah. Mind you were one of Gang Grim and Ram.
Yeah.
And I went straight down and give me off straight. Well, I went with Ram for,
that's right,
28
yeah.
days. And then they give me off straight away and yeah. straight into it.
Well, that's where that rider went out, went to Coachy from there. They said to me, you're going up 3/4. They tell me Derek, his name was Derek Green. Do you remember him?
No name, I can't picture faces.
He says, go through them doors, he says, and you'll see you're going with Derek Green. So I goes through the doors. I say, oh, Goss, he said, do you know Derek Green? I'd only known him as Goss.
What?
Goss. He was good because he was short tongue.
Yeah, that was,
and he says, I'm Derek Green. I said, well, I'm going way over there today. But, I'd always known him as Goss Green.
Went to Coates Park from there, did you?
When I was at Coates Park, that's when I went to Coates Park, well, you know.
Where did you go from Byron then to?
To Coates Park.
What were you doing at that one, Jack?
Well, same as it, ganging first off, and then you went to, Jim Tomlinson, he was coming to tell you, 18th birthday, you got face tomorrow, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Did you go on face there?
No, he did.
And then
I make what I did on the hard back.
Oh, I know he did. So I know. Yeah. I can remember him there. Yeah, it was all right, Coates Park. You got 10.5 yards and got it out and you're done. That put you had a wicked arm, that's wicked days.
What were ganging? Trucks with pit ponies?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I've seen pony all the time.
Yeah, you did that.
What were they like?
Wild.
Someone of them were. He got the worst.
He got worst, and its name was Mick.
Name was Mick, yeah. My mate had got Jack, he was bad.
They were crackers, they were, weren't they?
Then there were a little backer named Tiny that were human.
Yeah, I've seen Patty Upton last week. I told Patty asking me about him.
Yeah, we got one named Jerry. He was a lovely little
one. Little yellow one, wasn't he?
Yeah. You're in that group, aren't you?
I got left behind drawing off. And Jimmy Kenny had Tom. Patty Upton finished up with Tony.
Said follow off.
I had one called Dick. I thought might as well. He had Mick. Ram had, I can't remember.
Jack.
Oh, they used you.
Jet.
Used him up both, didn't they, little Jerry?
Yeah.
Were they
all as
well?
Yeah. Yeah, they're little fat offloads to sit on a box like this.
Bernard.
And his legs only used anchor about there for that little short.
Remember when he used to cook?
The other day he used to have to wind a thing to get electric.
When we all turned to be sheared.
He got a tonic.
There were no electric shears, you turned them by hand and you got to, while he sheared them, you got to be well into them, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it, I've not heard that.
And he used to cut people's hair.
Yeah. Where do you think I've had this done?
I've seen no end going to stay.
Like Ziggy's done that, Bernard's done that.
Brown, wasn't she? Shears were like that. They were bloody great shears.
They cut your tab off.
Sweet job.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I've not heard that one before.
Ain't you that one?
No.
I can remember his name, Jack Jackson. Do you remember him?
I think so. It's just faces.
He used to book every bloody fortnight for a haircut.
Some artists used to take what he called a lump of gristle and that he used to come along the legs, called Gaeth Gold, where Arnie's catched it.
Where they'd been born, actually. This is what we used to do. We used to have to walk, say, I bet you were going on as far as from here to the top of Summer Coast. From Stables to Tanner. And you'd get up there, you'd be walking at the back of your house, you'd get up there and you'd gear him up, put his shafts on up there and you'd tie him up and put your snap down, and while you were gearing him up you'd think, where's my snap? If you hadn't got a snap in, he'd eat it, wouldn't he?
It would, yeah. It struck it orange through your coat pocket.
Was there any injuries to us, phonies?
I've never known one got killed. That one took Coates Park. I've never known one. Not at Coates Park, because it were pretty, same as it, it were only one road
Yeah,
Jet
off Pit Bottom off, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah. No, I never, same as you, at College Park I never known one got killed. You know, I've never known any girl named Nasty injuries, did you?
No, but it's a wonder they didn't, because when I was hanging with him and Rambo, oh God, them horses used to come out, it used to come across that top to tonight, you know.
They were crackers.
He used to come, I got trapped, you know. Didn't do it, he come and gang me out. And I'd copped one of them, right on a bend, did all my leg that. One Friday morning, he come and gang me out.
Can you remember, when it blacked your fingers? When he come off at road, that jockey come off at road and he'd got his fingers in it. I can remember that just playing
you know, you look 16 year olds today and you think that 16 year old's a kid, whether it be a boy or a girl, then think back to us, and we're going on us three because we only at 16 what they asked us to do. Incredible.
They never lived with going with our first gang, I don't know.
You'd always remember your first gang.
You used to get a queue back at Ken Foreman, you know, to
but they've got to lift it.
That's right. Try to get you a decent load.
Yes, you can always remember your first gang. Yeah, you come off at road.
Did any of you have any serious accidents at all while you were down pits?
Oh, I did a couple. Yeah. I got buried a couple of times.
Not a serious one. I had a near miss once. A great near miss. I still like it up at night sometimes.
We've been talking about somebody. On our back four, we come up here about near misses, and if he hadn't got done when he did, it would have got killed, and I've just been talking about it, haven't I?
Yeah. But same as say, my near miss when I went to Benting, and our own nights, we're done ripping, and Vince Smith says, "I'll see you main gate." He jumps on chain. Well, I jumps on chain, and my pad strap, they're about a yard, yeah, we know, about 8 inches of pad strap, and it went under flight. Well, I can't believe it. I still think, you know, we're now about it. Went under the flight.
Could wash your leg.
And I tried and tried and tried, and it was coming. Machine were coming up, you know.
I've been dead.
Coming up towards the machine. And there's a it pans. There's a joint.
Yeah.
And I just happened to pull it again, and it come out outside of him. I know. I flashbacks to that. I had it for you, honestly. It's horrible.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened. It,
there's no shouting war, is there?
No. No. No, it'd have been half on that one. I wasn't very old neither, only, I don't know, 20 to 1, 22, something like that.
When do you leave Coates Park then?
When?
Yeah.
Or why?
Well, when and why?
Sure, down. Well,
why? It come to end of its working life.
It was 63 when Labour started shutting up pits because they reckoned we'd get enough oil from the Middle East. Yes. This is basically where it was. We don't need coal, and they started shutting up pits now. Yeah. And that's the reason they shut them all, because more woods.
Plus, our coal seam only about that.
And Arab pump price.
It's wider than my shoulders, the coal seam, that's all it was.
Yeah.
So you just lie down on your back and shovel and throw it to your feet.
I've seen photos on them, yeah.
But I couldn't turn over on my.
No, I coach it, were you?
Kneel under such as that, near enough.
You're on your side.
Supposed to be called yardy, it was more like 2 footy.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
But same as your props in the tub.
To ride that belt on face, on that bottom, ride that bottom belt were horrendous.
I know, well, yeah. You won't do it now, would you?
Oh, God.
No.
But you go back on health and safety with everything. If health and safety had been about today, in them days, nothing would have moved at all.
Oh, no.
Not a thing.
No.
I mean, he nearly got.
Yeah. He
shouldn't have been doing that anyway.
No, he
shouldn't have been doing it. No. I mean, we know we. But I'm not. But what I'm saying is, you shouldn't have been doing it.
That's right.
And he'd have been dead. And if he had come out, he would have been dead, wouldn't he?
That's right. Yeah.
Men think the fastest winder by steam.
Steam,
in country.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when he used to lift you up like that and just you go like that.
Ah.
And your guts went and laughed. And I would never like to travel on my own. I was like, I'm going on to the old. Oh dear.
So he stopped doing bacon sandwiches. Yeah,
that's right. So I say, when Coast Park went, we went to Benting.
Do it well in fat.
Oh dear.
Sound factor.
You've been used to at Coast Park, underarm cut, haven't we? You know, and then we He said, go on this feet, on this face of bending, and this damn great trepanner come down. Well.
Trepanner here.
They were buckets, they were overhead jibs, they were all sorts, weren't they? You come, you know, you're freaked to death on it. Yeah.
Another world, wasn't it?
It will, yeah. But you soon got used to it, didn't you?
You went around the bendings then?
Yeah, I went to Moor Green.
Oh, you got around one or two.
I went to Moor Green, I left Moor Green, they put us on four shifts at Bentinck, and I used to come home and never used to see her eat, you know, for a month. So I thought, so I'll put my notes in, and I went back, well, I went to Moor Green.
Yeah.
And that was a good move, you know, that was a good pick, that was.
You could get a job anyway, though.
You could, yeah.
Leave one pick and go to another.
You could, yeah.
Which my dad did.
Was that your last one?
No, I went back to Bentinck after Moor Green shut.
Oh.
And then it made me Annesley, and then I ended up at Annesley.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would you, looking back, would you rather wait somewhere else in your life, or?
Well, same as I say, I wanted to go at Neary, and I think I should have enjoyed Neary life, I do.
Yeah.
But looking,
you wouldn't have met these two.
You'd have been AWOL. Well, you'd have been AWOL like you were all the time.
I'm hard to meet.
You're AWOL all the time. Everyone's a guitar.
Yeah.
But actually, I mean, looking back on
Donis.
Looking back on Colin, on Marnie's side, it's been good to us.
Yeah.
It's been really good to us. We've had,
yeah.
You mean you could go out and you could fill your shopping bags, you could go out and eat a holiday, you could run a car, buy a house, you could do out, you know. And then we got finished at 50 and it's still been good to us, you know, pension and whatever.
Where'd you meet your wife, Jack?
Where did I meet you? I met her at Alfred. Yeah, Alfred, on Monkey Run.
Oh,
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
You
have any children?
Yeah, I've got two girls.
Grandchildren?
Yeah, I've got three grandkids, yeah. Three lads, yeah.
Coming back to Jubilee, is community spirit, were it better in your when you were a lad or than today?
Definitely. I mean, I used to know everybody.
You don't crack with anybody around there, is he?
No, same
as
I
noticed that.
I don't know, above half on them up here today, yeah, but they tend to keep the sense to the sense, they don't, when I were a kid, they used to have a blooming great party on back fields here every year.
Yeah.
All the women used to go around collecting, you know, probably twopence or threepence for everybody.
Yeah.
And then at end of year, well, I say end of year, it was summer, they used to have
a
street party. Well, I think that was the same as they would tell you this time, but Queen's job like.
Mm.
But yeah, we used to, it used to be brilliant then. We used to go swimming across the Resri. Every lot of kids used to go with it. It used to be full of kids.
Yeah.
Not only from Jubilee, Jacksdale, Westwood. They all used to come up to Resri for a weekend, though, you know.
Yeah, do you ever go up to Monument?
I used to go roller skating up there.
Mm.
Yeah, years and years ago.
Yeah.
There were a bloody great hole in the middle of it.
Never went.
Oh, they were a damn great hole in the middle there. You see, if you weren't watching your son, you'd go, you know, with roller skating. Can you remember it?
What's that?
Is your history at Monument?
Odd times, I can remember them roller skating. And then the roller skating team, hockey team up there, didn't they? But I mean, I've never been up there when actual Monument were opened and they used to take parades up there. And
they
all
did, yeah, I remember, yeah.
And all that, like.
Same as I say, that were a bit before my time, then parades, but I can remember one. When I was a kid, like, you know, whether I were at school then or not, I don't know, but I can remember going up with my mum and dad. And
yeah.
I think it was the same with when you were a kid, you used to go to Riddin's show. That used to be a damn good show, you know.
Yeah.
That good day out, that was Riddin's Wakes, and then they were at show.
They
all had
them,
didn't
they?
They did,
I think
Wakes
themselves,
didn't
they? Ah, they were Wakes. Takes all the ground, and all the common land.
It's all gone.
Common land's gone.
Mm.
Not that it's gone now.
Yeah. Oh, industry are down, well, everything around here down, Pyebridge and Jacksdale, a lot, isn't it?
It's all gone, same as here.
Nothing, is
there? No, there were Wagon Wakes, Fords.
Yeah.
This one down here, it was, what is his name? I can't remember. What was that one place on Pye Hill? They were that place, weren't they? They used to make sheds and, you know, bush places.
Was it Gregory's?
No, it wasn't Gregory's. I can't think of
it. I know, you mean, I think there was a thing on the. On everything they made.
They did be,
like a brass, brass label.
Yeah, they did,
embossed metal.
They did, yeah. I can't think where it was called.
Can I ask your two friends' names, by the way?
Robinson, Pete, Nick.
I've heard that before,
didn't I? Yeah, well, you probably would. You've been locked up. You've not been locked up.
Any relation to Robinson by Bridge?
No.
Robinson by Bridge when I was a lad. Remember
Robinson's?
Lived on a little street. As you go to the bottom of Hill and under the bridge.
Oh, where?
Face turning all left.
Oh, Mick, you know, street. Uncle Bill lived down there. Down
by Bridge, yeah, Bill.
My Uncle thing. Bill, it's his uncle.
Of course,
Margaret. Janet.
The lad and the girl.
Yeah, that Brian Robinson.
He's his first cousin.
And Janet.
My dad and his dad
were small.
I remember somewhat vaguely that you went and stayed down there.
I did.
You know, when your mum died.
I did. I went and stayed
been down Fire Bridge.
I used to go and play on the station.
That's it.
Yeah, Brian.
I'll tell you, I made the jog. It's shocking memory.
Yeah.
You know, thanks for going in.
Must be somebody up here named Stan Lee.
Yeah. He lives at Jacksdale now.
Married Maureen Keyed, yeah. And there were quite a few of us all fancied Janet Robinson.
I think Gaza remembers.
Yeah, because she was like Sophia Loren.
Yeah, she was.
That's right. I like that olive skin.
I can remember her, yeah. I can remember her.
Margaret or not, I know.
Margaret?
Her sister Robinson. Margaret.
I didn't know her sister.
Yeah, Margaret.
I can remember Brian, because...
But Janet were absolutely film star material.
Yeah, Janet lives at...
Eastwood
from where we...
We went to the man's funeral, Auntie Elsa's, didn't we? And we went back to Janet's. Well, were it Margaret's? And they had it back at...
Margaret.
On our brand.
I haven't seen Janet since I was a lad, eh? She's still alive.
Yeah.
Well, last we knew when we...
Oh.
You know. Mm.
Yeah, she married Eric Wright, I think, from Alfred. I remember right. Janet. Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. Yeah. We don't see
him. Oh, we're here.
Aren't you missing that guy?
When he says Robinson down Parbridge, I thought, I'm sure Uncle Bill lived down here.
So we build a call him at Pitt.
He went grey as a young man and they all called him Silver Bill.
Yeah, I went to my mum died, I went to live with him for a few weeks. In Terrace.
Where's he living now?
Wycliffe Road.
I've got to ring him, you see.
Yeah. Wycliffe Road.
I've got to ring
him,
you see.
Yeah, come on.
Oh.
He keeps in touch with
his
sisters all
the
time.
You seen Janet lately then?
Not for a few months.
No. Oh.
Ah, Janet,
mate,
you seen Janet?
Only at funeral, I'm at funeral. Last time, aren't you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a good job you contributed to that bit, then, didn't you?
We might have to come back for another half an hour if you're agreeable to.
Yeah, whenever.
More interesting in talking pit terms.
I say, you mean when we're not here?
What pit? Well, no, I mean. No.